I am doing awesome. Now, of course, we're continuing our talks about breast cancer awareness. And today we want to talk about something that is a little less likely to be talked about. And we're talking about breast cancer in men.
You know, that's absolutely right, Melanie. You know, men do need to be concerned about breast cancer, not only because it affects the women in our lives, but also because it can affect men as well. It's certainly not nearly as common as the female incidence of breast cancer, but it's actually estimated that there will be greater than 2,000 new cases of breast cancer in men this year alone.
Wow.
So it's definitely something we need to be talking about in our community.
Yeah, and if you recall, not that long ago, Richard Roundtree came forth publicly about his struggle with male breast cancer back in the 1990s. So we definitely need to continue the conversation about it. And in the season of raising awareness about breast cancer, we certainly cannot leave our men out.
Absolutely not. So tell me, are the signs and symptoms the same for men?
You know, actually, they are very much the same. In fact, because there is significantly less breast tissue in men, subtle skin changes may be a little bit easier to detect. So things that a man can look for are painless lumps, bumps, or knots in the breast, chest, or underarm area, dimpling, puckering, or redness of the skin of the breast, any changes in the shape of the nipple area, or any itchy, scaly sores or rash on the nipple.
That's right. And now, while most men are certainly not doing self-breast exams on a regular basis, these changes may go ignored for some time. Add to that, really, the misconception that only women can get breast cancer, and it's easy to see why sometimes male breast cancer is often not diagnosed in its earliest stages. And that's why I'm so glad we're doing this discussion today, because we've got to be diligent about getting our men to the doctor and making sure that their temples are healthy as well.
Absolutely. And can you tell me, are the risk factors the same for men?
No, that's an excellent question, because there are some unique risk factors that exist for men as compared to women. More often than not, in male breast cancer, there is more of a genetic link. There may be either these genetic abnormalities that occur, like an extra chromosome, or there may be a strong family history of an inherited gene for breast cancer. I think most recently it's been brought to light these genes such as the BRCA1 and BRCA2, which were really got a lot of public attention in the case with Angelina Jolie. But certainly in male breast cancer, we see that there is a higher incidence when that gene is present in family members of the man who may himself have breast cancer.
Well, how would a man know if he has this gene? Is there a test or something?
Well, there is a test, and one of the first signs is that if there's a history of multiple members of the family with breast and or ovarian cancer, it may be due to this inherited BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene. And then certainly if there is anyone in the immediate family with a history of breast cancer that was tested and is known to carry it, a man might also be at risk for carrying this gene. Now, when this gene is present, it actually increases the risk of developing breast cancer about 100-fold. So this is an important thing to know if it is present in the bloodline. So it's suggested that all men that have developed breast cancer and their children are definitely tested for this BRCA gene.
That's right. And even if the man carries the gene and does not go on to develop breast cancer, he's still at risk of passing the gene on to his children. So it's something that we'll definitely have to talk more about, that BRCA gene and how genetics come into play in breast cancer. And we'll talk more about that next week, because I think we have some very insightful information that just might surprise you and some of the listeners as well.
Well, thank you so much for keeping us, informed on all of this. And of course, tomorrow we are going to be at Steel Creek CMC for a great event with Charlotte Radiology from 12 to 2.
That's right. I'm so excited. We want all the women to come on out and enjoy a mobile mammogram experience like none other.
Well, we'll give you all the information for that and tell you how you can register in advance. And of course, men are welcome as well, correct?
That's right. Okay. Absolutely. We want to see everybody out in support of breast cancer awareness, because we really do need to get the message out in our community so that we don't continue to suffer from this devastating illness.
Awesome. It's Wellness Wednesday on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 with Dr. and Dr. Robinson. Where can we find you online?
Well, you can certainly follow us on Twitter at Urban House Call, or you can follow us on our website, Urban House Call Magazine, and our Facebook fan page as well.
Keep listening right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.